Rory, team news ahead of Friday's game with Shamrock Rovers?
It'll be a similar squad they last week. Pat Hoban's getting closer. He's done a wee bit this week, so we'll see closer to the game. Diallo's getting a bit closer. Dumigan's getting a bit closer. So, Colin Whelan, maybe not as close as Diallo and Dumigan, but getting there. And I'm sure I've missed one or two out, but as I said, if we can keep going and keep chipping away until we get some back, then we'll be in a good place. And we just need to kick on.
Of course, started a big weekend, Roy. Rovers here to Brandywell. It's a big game. Your thoughts on that game?
It's an exciting game. It's one that whets the appetite and captures the imagination of football fans throughout the country. So hopefully we can put in a good display and give her supporters something to shout about.
Of course, back at the start of the season, you met them down there. Just close to taking all those points, but the last minute goal with them, it's got the equaliser and it's snatched it away. You want to come out of here with 3 points for
you? Aye, we're at home, and as I said, they won't sit in coming here. They'll have a go at us, we'll have a go at them. So hopefully we can come out on top in an entertaining game. That would be the ideal scenario. And full belief that the players can go and do that.
Of course, you look at last week's game, Rory, two ahead, let that lead slip away, walked away with a point. Have you talked to the team about that this week? No, let the lead slip away?
Aye, well, of course, we don't accept it. We're extremely disappointed, but there's still areas of the game that was really, really good and we can take some satisfaction from. On our last day out at the Brandywell, We had a good convincing one against Dundalk, and as I said, some good play last week, so hopefully we can carry that on the Friday night.
Thank you.